I'm glad we've got some people here today to be healed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because we are believers. Amen. Amen. Are we believers?
Yes.
Come on, we're not doubters. We are believers.
Yes.
Come on, we believe in God. We believe in the Word of God. We believe in the Spirit of God. We believe in the miracles of God. We believe in the kingdom of God. We believe in the power of God. We're believers.
Amen.
I believe something good's going to happen today.
Amen.
I believe that people are going to be healed today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And since we believe it, I think we ought to go ahead and rejoice about it.
Yeah.
Glory to God, don't you think? How about let's just praise the Lord? Give me that microphone. How about we just praise the Lord before it even happens? How about we praise the Lord in advance? Am I going to have some people praise the Lord with me? Come on, I'm going to praise the Lord out loud. I want you to start praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord out loud. We praise the Lord for His goodness. We praise the Lord. Give glory to you, God. We thank you, Lord. Come on, thank Him. Praise Him. Give Him glory for the things you have done, for the things you're doing today in our midst. Thanks for healing people. Thanks for setting people free. Thanks for delivering people. Thanks for helping people. Thanks for changing us. Thanks for meeting with us, touching us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord, for you are God Almighty. Hallelujah. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign, Lord. You reign here today in our midst. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that sicknesses go today in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Lord, that all pain ceases today in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father, that every doctor's report comes under the report of the Lord, that we are the healed of the Lord. And we say so. We say so. We say so. Come on, say so. Come on, say so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're believers. We are believers. We believe in the miracle working power of God. We are not doubters. We are not doubters. Lord, help our unbelief. Lord, help our unbelief. Help us believe right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible to him who believes. I believe. Come on, say, I believe. I believe. I believe all things are possible for me today. I believe. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. You know why I got the microphone? Because sometimes our praise just needs to be loud. Come on, a little bit louder than what our body's saying. Come on, a little bit louder than the reports. A little bit louder than what we've been living with. Come on, it just needs to be a little bit louder. We rejoice in the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That Jesus is the healer. That Jesus is the miracle worker. We believe it. We believe it. That Jesus is here today. The same today. Healing bodies. Healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in the work of God. Hallelujah. We believe in the power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe today we're going to get it. I believe today it's going to happen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, you can get it anytime you want it today. Anytime you sense the power. Anytime you sense something in your heart. Just jump up. Just receive it. Just rejoice. Just act on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 We are believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just need to get that settled. We are believers. We are believers. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Today is a new day. It's a new day to believe God. Let's forget about yesterday and last week and the month before and the years before. Let's forget about that. It's a new day. It's a new day to believe. God's mercies are new today. He's merciful today. He's merciful to us today. His mercies are new. They're new for us today. Lord, have mercy on us today, Lord. Have mercy on us today, huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is one thing I love about coming to the house of the Lord is that when we get together, come on, here in our midst together with the Lord with us together, the believers together. Come on, there's faith in the house this morning. I got some faith. I believe we got some friends, faith friends out there. Come on, look around at your neighbor. I believe we got some faith friends out here today going to help us, right? Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you want. You don't have to be seated. You can stand. You can run. You can whatever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus came, he came to the earth with a purpose. He came to bring the kingdom of God. He came to bring the kingdom of heaven right out of heaven and into the earth. Praise the Lord. He brought a wonderful kingdom, a kingdom of life, which includes being free from darkness, being free from bondage, being free from sickness, disease, pain, being free from lack. That's what Jesus brought us. He delivered it to us. He actually said it was the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We have the kingdom. I mean, the moment we're born again, boom, the kingdom comes alive in us. The life of God comes alive in us. Resurrection power takes up root in us, making us alive, quickening us with the power of God. Hallelujah. Jesus brought a kingdom. He came to the earth, showed us how to do it, died on the cross, shed his blood, rose up on the third day, ascended to heaven, sent the Holy Spirit. And then he said this in Luke chapter 19, verse 13. He said, go ahead and just do business until I come. In other words, he gave us the kingdom, showed us how to operate in it, showed us how to live in it, be effective. And then he went to heaven and he said, now listen, you just go ahead and do business till I come back. That means he gave us a responsibility. Amen. And with that responsibility, he gave us the ability. Amen. Part of the kingdom is health. Part of the kingdom is living healthy and getting a healing when you need it. Amen. You know, you have to get out of your mind something bad is wrong with me, something bad, you know, because I got sick. Don't worry about that. Just go ahead and get healed. Amen. But Jesus said that we were to do business until he comes. Another translation says, occupy till I come. I like that. Occupy. Wow. Jesus came. I mean, he made battle in the earth. He won. He stood up victorious. And then he said, now I'm putting a bunch of soldiers out in the earth. And he said, you just go ahead and occupy the victorious territory. Amen. That means we got to stand our ground. We got to stand our ground with health, with healing. We got to not let the devil encroach on it. Occupy. We're here with a purpose. Listen, your life is important. We got to occupy what God has given us. You know, if you've ever fought for something, maybe you've something in the business world or in your profession where you put a lot of effort. Maybe you went to school. You put a lot of years. You put a lot of resources into getting your degree. You started at the company. You put in a lot of hours. You put in a lot of study, your time. When you get something, like when you get a promotion or when you get a degree, I mean, that means something to you. Listen, what God acquired for us, what Jesus did for us, it means something to him. It means something to us. And once you put something into getting something, you don't want to have it taken away. Amen. So God told us that we're to occupy until the Lord Jesus comes back. And then because he told us to occupy, of course, he gave us what we need to get that done. He didn't just leave us in the earth and say, you know, try to figure this out, just make do. No, he gave us some things. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us the very Spirit of God himself to live on the inside of us. Hallelujah. He gave us the Word of God, the written Word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword. I mean, we go to battle with a sword, the best sword. He gave us the blood of Jesus. How do we overcome? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the blood of Jesus. Come on, the blood of Jesus is powerful. The blood of Jesus is still living today. The blood of Jesus is speaking for us today. The blood of Jesus has purchased for us a better covenant. We have the blood. We have the blood. We got to know the value of the blood, the power of the blood, that it's wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. You know, we just got back from being up with the Hankins, and I always love when I'm up there because Mark and Trina have a real revelation of the blood. And he's always talking about how his mama was always slinging blood everywhere when he was a wild kid. We need to be slinging some blood these days, slinging some blood over your life. Thanking God. Okay, let's get technical. You want to get technical, pastors? Here, we should stick to the Bible. We sprinkle the blood. And in the Bible, it's called sprinkling the blood. Yeah. But you know, you can sprinkle it with an attitude, is the way I look at it. By faith. You do have to have your faith attached. But you know, we always say faith has an attitude. You know. When you get up in here this morning, like, I feel my faith. I feel my faith this morning. I feel my faith big, and it makes my eyes go like this. It makes me feel like, oh, you know, because faith is alive. Faith is real. Faith is tangible. It's a substance. And it's a substance of something that gets the victory. It's the substance that causes God to come on the scene. So he gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us the Word of God. He gave us the blood of Jesus. And he also gave us the name of Jesus. Amen. He gave us the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The name of Jesus. Oh, there's just something about that name. Come on, it's not an ordinary name. It's not a common name. It's the name of the Son of God. It's the name of the King of Majesty and the Lord of Glory. Hallelujah. It's the name of Jesus. There's no sweeter name. There's no gooder name. Come on. There's no name that can withstand that name. The name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes for a moment and think about Jesus. Come on. Think about Jesus. Who he is. Jesus. How we love Jesus, how we honor Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bible real quick to Hebrews chapter 1. I want to talk for just a few minutes about the name of Jesus. You know, God gave us tools. He recognized that we needed tools in the earth. We needed tools if we're going to live effectively in the kingdom, if we're going to get healed, if we're going to stay healed, if we're going to live healthy, if we're going to run our race and finish our course. We're going to have to know the tools and use the tools. And so this morning I want to talk just briefly about the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, it says that God, pick it up in verse 2, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he had made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory. Now look at that. Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. And the express image of his person. Jesus is the express image of God. And upholding all things by the word of his power. Did you see that? Jesus upholds all things by the word of his power. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. You see that? Jesus sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and he obtained a name that is more excellent than all others. The mighty name, the wonderful name, the name of Jesus. It's an excellent name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's glory in the name of Jesus. Jesus, who was seated in the highest position of authority in the universe at the throne of God, beside God Almighty, at the right hand, was also given the highest name in the universe. He was given a name. His name meant something. And that name was given the highest place, the highest authority, and still is today. Amen. Still is today. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Referring to Jesus here, it says, therefore God also has highly exalted him. I believe if God has exalted Jesus, that we ought to be exalting Jesus. Amen. God exalted him and has given the name. Look at that. Not a name, the name, which is above every name. Did you see that? The name of Jesus is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus was given the name above every name. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 23, Paul is praying here. He's praying for the saints that we would know, that we would fully comprehend and experience what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You see that? Amen. You see that? He's been given a name. He's been seated above all, far above all, far above all. Everything that's named bows to the name of Jesus. Everything that's named comes under the name of Jesus. It's the greatest name. It's the mightiest name. It's the holiest name. It's the most powerful name. It's the highest name. Hallelujah. We need to remind ourselves of these things. This is how our faith comes. We need to have faith in the name. We need to have faith that's in the glory of the name. We need to have faith that's in the power of the name. Hallelujah. When that name is spoken from a heart of faith, from someone who believes, listen, all of heaven recognizes that name. All of heaven stands to attention at that name. Listen, everything under the earth, listen, every demon, every sickness, every darkness, every bondage recognizes that name. And when that name is spoken from a heart of faith, full from the lips of a saint, the devils run. The devils flee. Sickness bows. Pains leave. Diseases crumble. Under the name of Jesus, because it is the name above every name. We need to get that straight. It is the name above every name. I always like when people have something and it has a name. Because when it has a name, I'm thinking, oh no, but I know a name above that name. I know a name that is greater than that name. I know a name that can overcome that name. I know a name that can overcome cancer. I know a name that can overcome diabetes. I know a name that can overcome all named things. It's the name of Jesus. I mean, there is power in that name. There is power in that name. We need to honor that name. We need to respect that name. We need to not use that name lightly. We need to make sure when we say that name that our heart is attached, that our faith is committed to that name. Because I'm telling you, listen, when we say the name, things happen. When we say the name, things change. When we say the name, God comes on the scene. When we say the name, power is released. When we say the name, the glory of God manifests. When we say the name, healing comes. It comes. It comes every time when we say the name. Listen, we either got to be believers and believe the Bible or not. We can't say we're believers and not believe that when the name is said, that everything changes. He already said that everything was under his name. Hallelujah. Jesus, Messiah. Jesus, Savior. Not just Savior of sins. The Savior of your life. The Savior from darkness. The Savior from evil. The Savior from sickness. Jesus, Redeemer. Jesus, Healer. Jesus, Deliverer. Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Jesus, the man upon whom God put his power. Acts 10:38, don't turn there, I just want to quote it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God put his power on Jesus. And Jesus went about healing people. That's what the power does. That's what the anointing does. It's one of the purposes of Jesus. It was part of the kingdom that came, that God gave to us, was the healing power of God. Christ, the power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Christ is not a last name. It's an identification. It's an adjective describing Jesus. Christ describes Jesus. Christ the power. Jesus the power. Jesus the glory. Jesus the resurrection. Hallelujah. There's power in that name. And authority in that name. Matthew 28 verse 18. Don't turn there. I'm going to just thumb through these real quickly. Jesus said this, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me. All authority in heaven and on earth. I think sometimes we forget this. When we think of Jesus, when we think of God, we think of heaven. But Jesus said that all authority was given to him in the earth. That means he had authority from God. The highest supreme authority of creation. He had authority in the earth to do things. Amen. To make things happen. Amen. To make the kingdom of God manifest. Amen. He had the authority in the earth to demonstrate the glory of God. Amen. All authority. Listen, this hasn't changed. Amen. This authority that was given to Jesus has not changed. Changed. This authority that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 28 was already after the devil had entered the earth, already after the curse had come, already after man had fallen. Is there any subsequent event since that brought a greater evil or something new on the scene in the earth? No, no, no. When Jesus said all authority has been given to him in the earth, he meant it then and he means it now. It still works today. That authority still works today. What authority? The authority that's in the name of Jesus. The authority that we have so that we can occupy until he comes. Then he went on to say, after he said all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, in verse 19 he said, though go you therefore. So he said, I have all the authority and all the power, and I'm going to go ahead and give my authority to you. I'm going to go ahead and go up to heaven. You go ahead and go you therefore with my authority and my power. And you go ahead and occupy till I come. Wow. Wow. We've been given the authority and power of Jesus in the earth. God gave Jesus a name. And then Jesus went to heaven and he said, now I'm going to go ahead and give you my name. Amen. And in my name resides all that authority and all that power. Yeah. It resides in my name. I'm going ahead and give you my name. My name, the excellent name, the name that is above every name, the most powerful name, the highest name. I'm going to give you my name. In that name is our inheritance as sons of God. In that name is our salvation. How do we get saved? We call upon the name. In that name is our inheritance, salvation, deliverance, wholeness. In that name is our healing. Our healing is in that name. It's in the name of Jesus. It's already been bought. It's already been paid for. Listen, all of heaven already knows it. All of hell already knows it. And the whole thing is that heaven is hoping you do, and hell is hoping that you don't know it. Because once you know it, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. The name of Jesus represents Jesus himself. It represents the person. It represents who he is. It represents what he did. All of heaven knows it. They know that name. All of hell knows that name. And I believe it's time that the church know the name. And the authority that's in the name. And the power that's in the name. You know, we need to know. There's two things that we need to know. We need to know that, number one, in that name, there is the power to save, to heal, to deliver. And we need to know, number two, that we, the church, have the right to use that name. We, the church, spiritual people, have the right to use the name of Jesus. Jesus gave us in that name the power of attorney. Yes. Do you know what a power of attorney does? When you give someone a power of attorney, it gives you the ability to transact business on behalf of someone else. Like sometimes, you know, when parents get older, sometimes they will give their adult child a power of attorney, just so that they can have access to their stuff and they can transact business. Listen, God said, do business till I come. How are we going to do business? We're going to do it with the name of Jesus. I mean, that name gives us the right to say some things, to do some things, to make healing come on the scene, to help people get saved, healed, delivered. There's power in that name, and we have the authority to transact spiritual activity, spiritual business, kingdom realities. We have the authority to make the kingdom manifest. We have the authority to make the power demonstrated in the earth through the name. Amen. Through the name. Through the name. The name of Jesus. It's a most powerful name. It's a most holy name. God gave us that name through Jesus so that we could get things done. Not so that we could just coast through life and okay, sarah, sarah, whatever comes, comes. No, no, no. So that we could do business. I got something I need done. I'm going to use the name. I was thinking yesterday when I was thinking about this, I was thinking of a vending machine. And you know, if you walk up to a vending machine, it's always got the glass case in it, and you can see what's in it. You know? Come on, God's called us to see some things that belong to us. You need to be able to see your healing. You need to be able to see yourself healed, well, lively. I mean, energetic. I mean, vibrant. I mean, come on, if Moses could do it, not have his natural vigor diminished at the age of 120, with not even the same covenant that we have, not even based on the same blood that we have, how far are we letting ourselves fall short? But there's a vending machine, and so you look in there and you see what you want. And you know that the reason it's there is because someone wants you to have it.
Amen.
God wants you to have your healing. He wants you to have your inheritance. He wants you to have everything that Jesus bought for you. It's right there in that vending machine. And sometimes, you know, we're like pressing the button. But there's something that has to happen in order to get that thing in the vending machine to pop out. Amen. And you know what it is? It's money. Yes. Money is the thing that when money is put in it, that money gives that machine the legal right to pop it out. And then you have your little Debbie snack cake. It requires something. It's the same way with us. Listen, Jesus' name gives us the legal right to pull whatever we need out of our covenant, out of our inheritance, out of heaven. The name of Jesus is that legal right. Padoom, right there. When you use the name, padoom, right there.
Amen.
I believe this stuff. I believe it because it's in the Bible. And listen, we're going to have to be believers today. We cannot be doubters. We must be believers. And believers know the word and they act on what they believe. If anybody ought to be believers, it's the Spirit-filled folks. Because we have the Spirit of God in us in a full measure. Just about the time your mind starts yan-yan and man-yan and you're like, from here, the Holy Ghost breathes upon that word, breathes upon the reality. Oh, but there's power in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if somebody prayed for me last week. There's power today in the name of Jesus. When I use the name, things happen for me. When I use the name, power comes to me. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Everybody close your eyes and just say the name of Jesus. Just say the name of Jesus. 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 Glory. Ha. Ha. Brother Hagin used to tell a story of a 16-year-old. I think this kid had just gotten saved. And he decided to go with the pastor's wife over to somebody's house that was sick. And they said this 16-year-old boy that didn't really know much had just gotten saved. He went in and the pastor's wife was there and she was talking about healing and everything. And he just leaned over and he said, "Be healed in the name of Jesus." And when he said the name, it's just that simple. Simple, childlike faith in the name of Jesus. At this point, I don't want anybody to be an adult. I just want you to be simple like a child. A child doesn't have a history and all kind of stuff to sort through. And when their parent says something, they just go, "Wow, okay." I just want you to believe today that when we use the name of Jesus, He's going to heal you. Amen. I just want you to believe that. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Will you just believe that?
Yes.
According to the Bible, Jesus said that we could use His name when we pray. Or let me back up. I want to read this from Kenyon's book, talking about us having the legal right to use the name of Jesus. E.W. Kenyon wrote this in his book. It's really good. He said, "Jesus, the very name has within it miracle-working power even to this day. Jesus' life was a miracle. And a stream of miracles flooded from the hands of the apostles. They made a discovery that the name of the man whom they had loved, Jesus, whom they had seen nailed to the cross, Jesus, the name of Him now had the power equal to the power that He Himself exercised when He was among them."
Hallelujah.
They got a revelation that the power that they saw Jesus operate in, the things that they saw Jesus do, the miracles, could be worked by using the name. that in that name today is the same power that Jesus himself had as he walked the earth when we use that name. According to the Bible, we can use the name to pray. John 16, 23 and 24. Jesus said that we can use the name, his name, in casting out demons and administering healing. Let's look at that, Mark chapter 16. Turn there with me real quick just so you can see this one. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 and 17 and 18. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. I think the King James says, these signs shall follow. And when Angelo Metropolis, Pastor Chaz's spiritual mentor, when he was alive, he was a Greek guy, and so his native language was Greek. And he said that the Greek word for shall is such a strong word that there's not even an English word that truly holds the same intensity in reality of that word. These signs shall absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, follow those who believe. They shall. They shall. They shall. They shall today. These signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Every demon. Every spirit of infirmity, which is demon-based, goes in the name of Jesus. They will speak with new tongues. Let me ask you a question. How many of you speak with new tongues? How many of you speak in tongues? Praise the Lord. Wasn't that wonderful? What a wonderful experience. You know, when you first got it, it was a little, there was something you had to kind of, because it was new, you didn't know what it was, you had to yield. But once you got it, how many of you speak in tongues now all the time? Praise the Lord. How many of you, when you go to speak in tongues, you wonder, oh, am I going to be able to do this? Oh, is this going to work? You don't do that, do you? I mean, you have an absolute belief because you've done it once, you've done it twice, you've done it hundreds, thousands, probably millions of times. Because it's absolute, right? Okay, well, this is in the same sentence right here. Remember? And these signs shall absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, follow those who believe, going to cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it won't hurt them. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Now listen, I know that this means we can lay hands on each other and recover. Praise God for that. But it also means I'm going to lay, today I don't feel well. Today I'm the sick. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to lay hands. Listen here, you. I'm going to lay hands and you are going to recover.
That's right.
These signs will absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, follow those who believe. We will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, we shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. In the name of Jesus, today we will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Today we will. The sign will follow.
Amen.
Bodies will get well.
Amen.
Sicknesses will go. Diseases will be eradicated. In the name of Jesus. It's the requirement of the Lord. If we believe, God is required. If we believe, Jesus is required to do it.
Hallelujah.
He's required to do it. How about this one? John chapter 14. Turn with me over there. Can you use the name when we pray? Can you use the name when we cast out demons, minister healing? We can use the name to do the works of Jesus. What were the works of Jesus? Well, he went about healing.
Yes.
He went about doing good. Why don't you use the name to go about doing good?
Yeah.
Why don't you use the name in yourself, over yourself in the morning to go about doing good? He went about doing good and healing all. He went about doing good and healing. Healing was the work of Jesus. So John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14 says, and whatever, Jesus speaking here, and whatever you ask, what? In my name. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. That I shall absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, do. Whatever. Whatever you ask. Listen, whatever. Whatever. Look at me. Whatever. Whatever. This is where we got to get out the unbelief, the little things that are hiding in our minds, the little in the crevices. Whatever we ask. The word ask really means to call forth, require, command, or demand. It doesn't mean like plead and grovel, but it means to get up and say, you know what, in the name of Jesus, this. In the name of Jesus, headache, go right now. Whatever we ask in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I will do it. Amen. Who is Jesus? He's the Son of God. Who is Jesus? He's God expressed. Who is Jesus? He is not a man that he can lie. If he said it, he meant it. If he meant it, he'll do it. So he said, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then he went on to say, listen, in case you didn't get it, in verse 13, verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. See, he knew a little times that we can be a little thick-headed. So let me just say it again. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. You need to close your eyes for just a minute. Close your eyes. And let Jesus say that to you. Just let Jesus say it to you. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus said he'd do it. Jesus said he'd do it. Whatever you ask, whatever you call forth, believing, whatever you command, believing, whatever you demand, believing. Not demanding God and commanding God, but demanding the sickness, demanding the situation. Hallelujah. I used to read this scripture, and I always loved the scripture and would quote this scripture. But I didn't realize, I guess just for some reason, I hadn't thought about the fact that this scripture flows after John chapter 14, verse 12. You know what verse 12 says, right? Most assuredly, if I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do. So this scripture of asking something is connected to doing the works of Jesus. One of the works of Jesus is healing people. So we can say this. Any healing that you ask in my name, I will do it. God has made this just so simple. All we have to do is believe. And Jesus does the work. Hallelujah. We're gonna just use the name today for everybody that raised a hand. For everybody that raised a hand, we're gonna use the name. We're not gonna use the name flippantly. We're gonna wait. We're gonna get a revelation. We're gonna get the understanding. We're gonna get our expector up. We're gonna get our belief secured. And then we're gonna say the name. And people are gonna get healed. Things are gonna happen. Hallelujah. Now there are some people here today that need to be healed. How many hands again? Let me see. How many hands came to be healed today? Praise the Lord for that. Glory to God. What are we going to do with all the rest of you that don't need to be healed today? I tell you what we're going to do with you. We're going to let you be the crazy faith friends today. How about that? It is the believers who do the works, right? Isn't it the believers? Okay, so let me show y'all the story real quick because it's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Turn with me to Mark chapter 2. Because we're all going to participate today in the healing power of God. We're all going to participate today in getting everybody well. Mark chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Glory to God, Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. Come on, it ought to be noised about today. Jesus is in the house. Didn't he say that? Where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. Amen. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. What have I been doing? Preaching the word to you. Amen. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, Your sins are forgiven. Then the scribes went on. They got mad. They're talking about it being blasphemous. Then Jesus goes on to say, which is easier, verse 9, which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or say, arise, take up your bed and walk. Just pointing out that as easy as it is to believe, call upon the name of Jesus, have your sins forgiven, and get saved, it's just that easy to call upon the name of Jesus and receive and believe the healing power and be made well. It's just the same. It's just the same. And so in verse 11, it says, Jesus said, I say, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. And immediately he arose, took up his bed and went out in the presence of them all so that they were all amazed, glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. You know what I call this? I call this the four radical, crazy faith friends. We all need them. We all need some crazy faith friends. Praise the Lord. Somebody that can help us. Somebody that can pray with us. Somebody that can give us a kick along. Come on. That's why we're putting the body together. That's what I love, coming to the assembly together. Yes, we can also get things by ourselves on our own, but we also need each other. And you are going to need some crazy faith friends. That's why we at Houston Faith Church have some crazy faith people in the house. I be one. I be one. You be one. You be one. You be one. We come on. I believe we got some people in here that got some faith. Right?
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at HoustonFaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.